Unit 5. Exam practice. Listening. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. For questions 1 to 12, you will hear 3 telephone conversations. For each question, write 1 or 2 words or a number in the numbered spaces on the form. You will hear each conversation twice. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the form. You will hear a man giving information about a training course. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Joanna Rivers.
Hello, Joanna. It's Peter. Is David there?
No, I'm sorry, Peter. He's just left the office.
What time will he be back?
Not till tomorrow, I'm afraid. Can I take a message?
Yes, okay. It's about a training course he was interested in. Could you tell him the name of the course is Managing People, and it's on the 13th of August?
Okay, so that's Managing People on the 13th of August.
Yes, so he'll have to be quick if he's interested. The woman who runs the course is called Virginia Little, and he should call her direct. Her number's 01723-887762.
Okay, Peter. I'll make sure he gets this when he comes in.
Okay, and one other thing. Tell David to mention my name. Virginia's an old friend of mine.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Joanna Rivers.
Hello, Joanna. It's Peter. Is David there?
No, I'm sorry, Peter. He's just left the office.
What time will he be back?
Not till tomorrow, I'm afraid. Can I take a message?
Yes, okay. It's about a training course he was interested in. Could you tell him the name of the course is Managing People, and it's on the 13th of August?
Okay, so that's Managing People on the 13th of August.
Yes, so he'll have to be quick if he's interested. The woman who runs the course is called Virginia Little, and he should call her direct. Her number's 01723-887762.
Okay, Peter. I'll make sure he gets this when he comes in.
Okay, and one other thing. Tell David to mention my name. Virginia's an old friend of mine.
Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the form. You will hear a man booking a taxi. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Longside taxis.
Morning, this is James Wright from Wentworth Engineering. I'd like to book a taxi, please.
You're very busy today. That's the fourth one you've booked this morning.
I know, we've got a big sales promotion on today.
Oh, I see. Right, so when do you want it for?
4:30.
And the passenger's name, please?
Roughton. Susan Roughton.
Can you spell that?
Yes, it's Roughton.
Okay, I've got that. And where's she going?
To the airport.
Is that Heathrow or Gatwick?
Let me just check. It's Gatwick.
Right, okay. And where's the pick-up point?
From here, from the main offices on Milton Road.
Will she be waiting at the main reception?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and does this go on your account or is the passenger paying?
She's paying herself.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Longside taxis.
Morning, this is James Wright from Wentworth Engineering. I'd like to book a taxi, please.
You're very busy today. That's the fourth one you've booked this morning.
I know, we've got a big sales promotion on today.
Oh, I see. Right, so when do you want it for?
4:30.
And the passenger's name, please?
Roughton. Susan Roughton.
Can you spell that?
Yes, it's O-N.
OK, I've got that. And where's she going?
To the airport.
Is that Heathrow or Gatwick?
Let me just check. It's Gatwick.
Right. OK, and where's the pick-up point?
From here, from the main offices on Milton Road.
Will she be waiting at the main reception?
Yes, that's right.
OK, and does this go on your account, or is the passenger paying?
She's paying herself.
Right. Thanks a lot.
Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the form. You will hear a man giving information about a talk. You have 15 seconds to read through the form. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Ridgeway Park. Stephanie James speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. James. This is Alan Barker here.
Oh, hello, Dr. Barker. I was going to call you today about your talk next month. It's getting quite close now, and there are a couple of things I need to check and finalise with you.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is the title of your talk. I have here Assessing Performance, but you said you might want to change it.
Yes, that's right. The new title is now Measuring Performance.
Okay. And I also need to know if you'd prefer to give your talk in our conference room or lecture theatre.
Oh, I'd prefer the conference room, if that's possible.
Oh, that's no problem at all. Most speakers prefer that. What about equipment? Is there anything special you'll need?
Well, apart from the usual things, like a whiteboard and VCR, I'll need a CD player.
I'm afraid we haven't got one. Would a cassette player do instead?
Yes, that'll be okay.
Right, I'll make a note of that. Oh, and there's one other thing. Can I just confirm your fee? Was it £200?
Well, the actual figure we agreed on was £250, but my organisation will invoice you for that.
OK, Dr. Barker, that's fine. I'll pass that information on to our accounts department. And we look forward to seeing you on the 19th.
Now you will hear the conversation again.
Ridgeway Park. Stephanie James speaking.
Oh, hello, Mrs. James. This is Alan Barker here.
Oh, hello, Dr. Barker. I was going to call you today about your talk next month. It's getting quite close now, and there are a couple of things I need to check and finalise with you.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is the title of your talk. I have here Assessing Performance, but you said you might want to change it.
Yes, that's right. The new title is now Measuring Performance.
Okay. And I also need to know if you'd prefer to give your talk in our conference room or lecture theatre.
Oh, I'd prefer the conference room, if that's possible.
Oh, that's no problem at all. Most speakers prefer that. What about equipment? Is there anything special you'll need?
Well, apart from the usual things, like a whiteboard and VCR, I'll need a CD player.
I'm afraid we haven't got one. Would a cassette player do instead?
Yes, that'll be okay.
Right, I'll make a note of that. Oh, and there's one other thing. Can I just confirm your fee? Was it £200?
Well, the actual figure we agreed on was £250, but my organisation will invoice you for that.
OK, Dr. Barker, that's fine. I'll pass that information on to our accounts department. And we look forward to seeing you on the 19th.
That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. Part two. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear five people talking about different items of office equipment. For each piece, decide which item, A to H, the speaker is talking about. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the piece. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the five pieces twice. You have 15 seconds to read the list of items of office equipment. Now listen and decide what each speaker is talking about.
Well, it's not really used that often in the office. And when you do need it, you normally can't find it because one of the managers takes it home with him sometimes. I think he uses it as a kind of dictation machine. We've tried to record a couple of presentations with it before, but it didn't really work very well because the sound quality isn't very good.
We
recently got a new one that's got hundreds of functions on it. It can sort and staple and do all sorts of other clever things. Of course, only the secretary knows how to do any of these things. So even if we want to do something quite simple, like duplicate a two-sided document, we have to ask her. If I try to do it, I just end up wasting lots of paper.
15.
It's the first thing I do when I arrive at the office. I press the playback button before I check the fax and switch on the photocopier. Then I sit down and read the post while I'm listening to the messages. I still can't believe how many people leave messages without a name or number. And the worst thing is, of course, people who don't leave any message at all.
16.
Whenever I tell people that we have one in the office, they're always very impressed. They think the company must do some kind of important secret business. The truth is, our dispatch department uses it, not our main office. They collect all our waste paper from the photocopier and printer and use it for packaging.
17.
People say it will be taken over by email, but I can't see it myself. If I want to send a document to someone, or a quick drawing, say, then it's the only real solution. It's quick, easy to use, and you don't have to worry about compatibility either. And once or twice it's been a lifesaver when the photocopier's broken down.
Now you will hear the pieces again.
Well, it's not really used that often in the office. And when you do need it, you normally can't find it because one of the managers takes it home with him sometimes. I think he uses it as a kind of dictation machine. We've tried to record a couple of presentations with it before, but it didn't really work very well because the sound quality isn't very good.
14.
We recently got a new one that's got hundreds of functions on it. It can sort and staple and do all sorts of other clever things. Of course, only the secretary knows how to do any of these things. So even if we want to do something quite simple, like duplicate a two-sided document, we have to ask her. If I try to do it, I just end up wasting lots of paper.
15.
It's the first thing I do when I arrive at the office. I press the playback button before I check the fax and switch on the photocopier. Then I sit down and read the post while I'm listening to the messages. I still can't believe how many people leave messages without a name or number. And the worst thing is, of course, people who don't leave any message at all.
16.
Whenever I tell people that we have one in the office, they're always very impressed. They think the company must do some kind of important secret business. The truth is, our dispatch department uses it, not our main office. They collect all our waste paper from the photocopier and printer and use it for packaging.
17.
People say it will be taken over by email, but I can't see it myself. If I want to send a document to someone, or a quick drawing, say, then it's the only real solution. It's quick, easy to use, and you don't have to worry about compatibility either. And once or twice it's been a lifesaver when the photocopier's broken down.
Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another five short pieces. for each piece, decide what the speaker is trying to do. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the piece. Do not use any letter more than once. You will hear the five pieces twice. Now listen and decide what each speaker is trying to do.
This is the third time I've called about this. It's a complete waste of my time and my staff's time. When we ordered the photocopier from you, you assured us it would be installed by one of your engineers and set up ready for use. Well, all your engineer basically did is plug it in and that was that, and now every time we switch it on, we get a warning message. But we don't know what it means because your man didn't even leave us a copy of the manual.
Before we begin, I've been asked to tell you that Dr. Jones has been delayed. That means he won't make it in time for his presentation on dealing with complaints. Unfortunately, this means we've had to cancel the session, and anyone who signed up for it should now choose between the other two sessions which are running this afternoon. Thank you. And now I'll hand you over to Kate.
I'm just ringing to tell you about the positive feedback we've had on the presentation you gave the other day. I really appreciate you stepping in like that at the last moment. I know you were a bit nervous, but I'm very grateful you agreed to do it. And looking at the feedback forms, it seems the only complaint was about the size of the room. So well done.
I've checked with the warehouse manager, and it seems there was a mix-up with the transport documents, and your order was somehow sent to Gatwick instead of Heathrow. By the time the driver got back to Heathrow, he had missed the next flight out. And then there was an announcement cancelling the last flight due to technical problems. Anyway, your order will be on the first plane tomorrow.
22.
Hello, David. This is Tina Woodhouse. I was just calling to say I'm actually busy on the 15th, so I won't be able to see you in the morning. In fact, I'll be out all that week. So I was wondering, rather than delaying things any longer, could we bring everything forward to the 14th? If that's okay for you, perhaps you could call me. My extension's 349.
Now you will hear the pieces again.
This is the third time I've called about this. It's a complete waste of my time and my staff's time. When we ordered the photocopier from you, you assured us it would be installed by one of your engineers and set up ready for use. Well, all your engineer basically did is plug it in and that was that, and now every time we switch it on, we get a warning message. But we don't know what it means because your man didn't even leave us a copy of the manual.
19.
Before we begin, I've been asked to tell you that Dr. Jones has been delayed. That means he won't make it in time for his presentation on dealing with complaints. Unfortunately, this means we've had to cancel the session, and anyone who signed up for it should now choose between the other two sessions which are running this afternoon. Thank you. And now I'll hand you over to Kate.
20.
I'm just ringing to tell you about the positive feedback we've had on the presentation you gave the other day. I really appreciate you stepping in like that at the last moment. I know you were a bit nervous, but I'm very grateful you agreed to do it. And looking at the feedback forms, it seems the only complaint was about the size of the room. So well done.
21.
I've checked with the warehouse manager, and it seems there was a mix-up with the transport documents, and your order was somehow sent to Gatwick instead of Heathrow. By the time the driver got back to Heathrow, he had missed the next flight out. And then there was an announcement cancelling the last flight due to technical problems. Anyway, your order will be on the first plane tomorrow.
Hello, David. This is Tina Woodhouse. I was just calling to say I'm actually busy on the 15th, so I won't be able to see you in the morning. In fact, I'll be out all that week. So I was wondering, rather than delaying things any longer, could we bring everything forward to the 14th? If that's okay for you, perhaps you could call me. My extension's 349.
That is the end of part two. Part three, questions 23 to 30. You will hear a report about V. Vital, a manufacturer of health and beauty products. For each question, 23 to 30, choose one letter, A, B, or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the report twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
Job losses are expected at the Manchester plant of the beauty products manufacturer V. Vital. Sophie Jones has been following the story and is in our Manchester studio. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Alex.
So, job losses, Sophie, how are things going? We've been hearing reports of up to 300 jobs going.
Well, if V. Vital does go ahead with restructuring, and that includes the disposal of its manufacturing base, then as many as 200 of the 500 jobs here are far from guaranteed.
And where exactly will these cuts be made, Sophie?
Well, most would almost certainly be in the manufacturing division. This is an area V. Vital wants to get out of completely, and if this happens, then it would have serious consequences for jobs in distribution. However, the company wants to focus on its product development, so there's unlikely to be any losses there. At least that's what the company's saying this morning.
So very little good news there, but why should the company suddenly find itself in such a difficult position?
Well, the health and beauty retail sector is still as fashionable as ever and has attracted a lot of new companies to the market. The sad truth is, though, that these new companies now have equally good, if not better, ideas at the same kind of price. And I think this is the fundamental problem. And last year, Lafasse, the French manufacturer, brought out a new range. Again, very similar types of products, very similar sorts of ideas.
So, how are Lafasse doing?
Well, actually, they haven't been doing that well either. In fact, only last week they announced they're no longer going to focus on their own retail outlets, but rather on the mail order side of the business instead. They're also considering selling through department stores, but nothing's been confirmed yet. So V. Vital isn't alone in feeling incredible pressure.
Well, it sounds like the problem they're all having is that it's getting quite crowded. So what does all this mean for V. Vital's share price?
Well, if we look at the share price over the last year, you can see that although it started high at the beginning of the year and looked steady in the first 6 months, there's been a huge drop since then, reaching its lowest point last week, where the city really lost confidence in what they were doing.
Right now, V. Vital's corporate image used to be unique, didn't it? So how are they planning to establish themselves as the market leader once more?
Well, Alex, they're not giving away too many details just yet, but it seems they're intending to freshen up their shops and update their corporate look, you know, all their packaging. There's certainly no news of any new product lines or any change in their basic values.
But what about the number of shops? Any change there, Sophie?
Well, in fact, what they're doing is buying franchises back. They feel that if they're in control of their shops, they're in control of their corporate image. We've heard nothing about shop closures.
So how many of their shops do they now own?
Well, they started the process a few months ago, and they've now regained control of all their French outlets. And they should have ownership of all their German shops by early next year. As there are more outlets in the UK, it'll take a bit longer here. I think the name of the game is definitely going to be control.
Now you will hear the report again.
Job losses are expected at the Manchester plant of the beauty products manufacturer V-Vital. Sophie Jones has been following the story and is in our Manchester studio. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Alex.
So, job losses, Sophie, how are things going? We've been hearing reports of up to 300 jobs going.
Well, if V-Vital does go ahead with restructuring, and that includes the disposal of its manufacturing base, then as many as 200 of the 500 jobs here are far from guaranteed.
And where exactly will these cuts be made, Sophie?
Well, most would almost certainly be in the manufacturing division. This is an area V-Vital wants to get out of completely. And if this happens, then it would have serious consequences for jobs in distribution. However, the company wants to focus on its product development, so there's unlikely to be any losses there. At least that's what the company's saying this morning.
So very little good news there, but why should the company suddenly find itself in such a difficult position?
Well, the health and beauty retail sector is still as fashionable as ever and has attracted a lot of new companies to the market. The sad truth is, though, that these new companies now have equally good, if not better, ideas at the same kind of price. And I think this is the fundamental problem. And last year, Lafasse, the French manufacturer, brought out a new range. Again, very similar types of products, very similar sorts of ideas.
So, how are Lafasse doing?
Well, actually, they haven't been doing that well either. In fact, only last week they announced they're no longer going to focus on their own retail outlets, but rather on the mail order side of the business instead. They're also considering selling through department stores, but nothing's been confirmed yet. So V-Vital isn't alone in feeling incredible pressure.
Well, it sounds like the problem they're all having is that it's getting quite crowded. So what does all this mean for V-Vital's share price?
Well, if we look at the share price over the last year, you can see that although it started high at the beginning of the year and looked steady in the first 6 months, there's been a huge drop since then, reaching its lowest point last week, where the city really lost confidence in what they were doing.
Right now, V-Vital's corporate image used to be unique, didn't it? So how are they planning to establish themselves as the market leader once more?
Well, Alex, they're not giving away too many details just yet, but it seems they're intending to freshen up their shops and update their corporate look, you know, all their packaging. There's certainly no news of any new product lines or any change in their basic values.
But what about the number of shops? Any change there, Sophie?
Well, in fact, what they're doing is buying franchises back. They feel that if they're in control of their shops, they're in control of their corporate image. We've heard nothing about shop closures.
So how many of their shops do they now own?
Well, they started the process a few months ago, and they've now regained control of all their French outlets. And they should have ownership of all their German shops by early next year. As there are more outlets in the UK, it'll take a bit longer here. I think the name of the game is definitely going to be control.
That is the end of part three. In the exam itself, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet. That is the end of the test. Unit 10.